identifying what it is that you want ideally out of life. And to me, getting practical on that is breaking it down to a daily basis. What's going to make you happy? What do you want? What gives you purpose and fulfillment? And then steering your life in that direction. And I don't think it's any one thing. I think it's important to plant that vision and then reverse engineer it and start to put things into place that are going to help you lead that direction, and look for those painful points that you can address. And I think what's important to realize is those painful things that you're addressing, you're not going to view those things as painful anymore, because you're going to understand that addressing them leads to a much better way of life. You're going to feel much better about yourself, and that will just lead to all kinds of opportunities and benefits.
I agree. I mean, it's probably about perspective onto those actions, and understanding that you are also not only, but you are also a product of the environment in some way, because your actions are maybe not 100%, but probably there's some percentage that your actions are kind of the result of some environmental
Yeah,
that's what I absolutely sometimes think. It's not always only your fault, but you should also be responsible for your actions.
Right. Environment is so important. And if you are in a negative environment, it is so important to keep yourself in a positive place in your head. You have to work extra hard to keep yourself in a positive place until you get out of that negative environment. Because you're absolutely right. We are the sum of the people we're around and the experiences, and we are our environment to an extent. So,
and I can really say that's true.
Yeah, go ahead. You have to leverage your abilities too, to use technology to find people that you want to align yourself with, and start making those changes in who you're listening to and who's in your head. Because if you have negative thoughts and people and opinions coming at you every day in your head, and you're not proactively making a huge effort to get out of that and change, then it's going to be extremely hard going forward.
Like, for example, listening to podcasts that inspire you instead of listening to boring TV or Netflix series. That's so important. I feel like really, really important.